This podcast is brought to you by Ukwazi Mining, bringing relevant mining, engineering and strategic consultancy services to a dynamic industry. Thursday, October 29, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon de Rehove. Making headlines today. South Africa's Competition Commission has recommended that the Competition Tribunal fine telecommunications operator Telkom 10% of its yearly turnover for the year ended March 2009 for abuse of dominance. Telkom South Africa contributed 33.6 billion rand in revenue to the group's total revenue of 35.9 billion rand for the year ended March 2009, which meant that the group could face a fine in excess of 3 billion rand. This came after the Commission investigated the company's operations following complaints which were lodged at different times between 2005 and 2007. A fine of 10% of a company's yearly turnover was the highest fine that could be handed down by the tribunal should it find that the company has in fact abused its dominant position in the market. Africa's largest steel producer, ArcelorMittal South Africa, has confirmed that it is one of two shortlisted bidders for the debt-laden Zimbabwe Iron and Steel Company, ZISCO, and that it has also not ruled out a bid for Score Metals, which Anglo American announced last week was no longer core to its future. However, CEO Nonkululeko Nyembiza Haita refrained from commenting on or naming the group's rival for ZISCO and would also not comment on the value of its bid, nor on how it planned to deal with the estimated $300 million worth of debt on ZISCO's books. Further, Nyembiza Haita indicated that it would be premature to say for certain whether or not the group was interested in Score, which some analysts value at over 1 billion rand. Also making headlines, South African aviation firm Danel Saab Aerostructures is meeting its A400M targets and is in no danger of penalties. ArcelorMittal South Africa loses its long-running iron ore dispute with Kumba Iron Ore. Growth in demand for credit by South Africa's private sector slowed to 1.49% year-on-year in September. And Angola increases its spending by 50% in its 2010 budget. That's a roundup of news-making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.